guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about that one girl that you weren't good enough for, whoever it was, whether it was the first girlfriend, the first time you fell in love, the first time you were married, the only time you were married. We're going to talk about that girl. And here's why. Because at some point in all of our lives, there was that one girl that we fell in love with that when she left, she took a big chunk of our heart with her, left us wondering, what could I have done better? Whether it was, I wish I was taller, I wish I had more muscle, maybe something we weren't in control of, or I wish I had more money, or she left me for a guy that was older or younger, something that was out of our control. But at one point or another, that happened to all of us. And when you think, well, if I only had whatever, she would have stayed with me, well, it's kind of a hard thing because it's not something you can really change. And then the question is, well, what would you have given up to keep her? Would you have given up a good job? Would you have relocated for her, which some of us have done? Would you have stopped talking with friends or hanging out with friends as much? What would you have done to keep her? How about, would you have ever given up being a prince to keep her? I have a story here with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and I'm not going to go too deep down into their story because I don't care about that. I don't care about the royals. That's just not my thing. I'm not a teenage girl. But the point of it is that she, Meghan Markle, legit married a prince. And so many times women say, I want to be treated like a princess and I want this great guy and so on and so forth. Well, she got him. He's 6'2". He's all right looking. He's got lots of money and she's straight up running this guy into the ground and she's making him pretty much step away from being a prince and moving with her back to North America. Can you imagine being one of the greatest guys in the world as far as money and power and being a genuine prince and that still not being good enough for her? So I'm going to read through just a couple of, I'm going to take like 2 minutes and explain what she's done to this poor guy. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about another situation that might happen to you. So this Breitbart article says, woke royals Harry and Meghan step back from duties, embark on progressive new life. He's kind of conservative and laid back. I mean, the British are very reserved and she's out there dragging him through mud all over the place. Duke and Duchess of Sussex, more informally known as Prince Harry and his Hollywood wife Meghan, have announced they're to transition to a progressive new role in 2020. A statement released by Buckingham Palace, the rumor that other senior royals do not get along with woke Princess Meghan has never been confirmed. Prince Harry has been seen to have drifted from his family since marrying Hollywood actress and divorcee Meghan Markle in 2018. So they go on to say basically that she's not doing really good in the arena of politics and playing nice with others, and she makes several speeches regarding kind of the far progressive narrative, and that the royals aren't exactly happy with them. Now, I think the real reason that she's leaving is because the tabloids pay attention to every dime they spend. And this is important, okay? Because if you look at this title here, Harry and Meghan stepping down as senior royals move to Canada, Meghan Markle's net worth was around $5 million, okay, before she got married to him. So she's a movie star. $5 million is good money. Certainly a lot more than I'll ever see. But it's not mega rich Hollywood money. So if you look at his value, they estimate his chunk of the change of the royals family is about 40 mil. So here Meghan Markle splashed $285,000 on 16 outfits since meeting him. Harry and Meghan's lavish spending spree continues. They've already spent $4.4 million of taxpayers' money on like a renovation to a home. Meghan Markle's spending is costing the palace a fortune and causing royal uproar. Meghan Markle racked up $1 million in clothing costs since becoming a royal. Royal expensive party. Meghan Markle's baby shower included $430,000, including $75,000 a night venue and $125,000 private jet. But remember, she's also really big into yelling at everybody about climate change, right? But even here, they go on to say that they've taken two private jets in just 1 week while preaching about the purported terrors of climate change. And this face, this is the face of a guy that's way in over his head. And the reason why I have the title card is if you've ever heard of the story of the scorpion and the frog, you know this dude's a frog and he's getting stung and she is dragging him down. And if you guys aren't familiar with that story, Google or web search, scorpion and the frog. It's a really interesting story and it has a lot to do with the manosphere and trusting too much when you shouldn't. So, you know, here we've got this prince that's getting kind of dragged through the coals and now he's giving up being a prince to move back to Hollywood so she can probably be with the elite in LA. I mean, they supposedly are moving to Canada, but I bet there's going to be some trips and some parties and so on and so forth with the prince on her arm going to some LA or some New York or maybe some Toronto, some Vancouver, some functions to be in the social light. The other thing is, let's say you say, okay, well, that's about being a prince and money, but what about looks? I don't know if you know who this is, but this is Lisa Bonet. And on her arm, or on his arm with her, of course, this is Lenny Kravitz. Big rock star, worth lots of money, very popular, very famous. Now imagine this, this is your guy, or you're him, and this is your wife, right? And you think, I got it all. I'm happy, things are going well, and oops, Jason Momoa steps into the picture. And now Lisa Bonet is divorced from him and married to Jason Momoa. Now, it may have happened several years apart, but my point being that even if you're Lenny Kravitz or you're some other Hollywood star and you think everything's good, there's always another guy that's taller, better looking, more muscles, more money, whatever, and she is going to swing her way over there. So even if you didn't get that girl to stick around through your life and she left you for somebody else, and you're wishing if you'd just done X, Y, or Z, whatever it is, better, or it was a little different, or you had more money, or whatever it was, even if you had those things, she might not have left you for the guy that she did, but at some point, she probably would have left you for another guy anyway. And like I say in all things, this isn't all women. Nothing I say is all inclusive, and there may be good women out there, but it's like finding a needle in a haystack. And at a certain point, the look's just not worth it anymore, especially when you see things like this happening all the time, whether it's Hollywood stars, whether it's a legitimate prince, whether it's somebody else, it happens to everybody, it seems. And so the best way is just kind of hang back, watch it all happen, and not get involved. And if you do get involved, like we say many times, keep it short, keep it simple, and that way you keep yourself out of trouble. I'm going to leave it off there for you guys. If you like my work, you can support me below. Links to PayPal and BitChute. And of course, check out my other channel, The Unknown Adventure, which is my travel channel. I've got a couple videos out there. I'll have a few more up soon. And then there's going to be a ton once I get my bus done here in another month or two. There's going to be a ton of videos over there from when I'm on the road. And hopefully I'll make it all the way up to Alaska this summer and work my way down to South America. You can also join me on Instagram as well. Don't forget to like, comment, and share, and I appreciate everything you guys do for me every day. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and we'll talk to you real soon.